Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Yo, yo, yo! Welcome to The Last Americans.
What's up, everybody?
What's going on, man? No Greg today, unfortunately. He texted us earlier and said that he was not going to make it today.
Yeah, he actually won't be here for the Friday show either.
Or the Friday show. So yeah. We're manning the ship, dude.
Yeah.
We're manning the ship. But thank you guys
just
for...
Just the two of us.
Yeah, it's something like that, right? Thanks for hanging with us, man. Sorry we're a little late, but here we're going to go, man. Trump. I kind of want to talk about this because we talked about this outside of the show the other day.
Yeah.
Trump is narrowing down his VP picks. I guess there's a big acceleration towards him picking a VP, which is expected, right, this time of year.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's getting close, so.
It's getting close, man. Apparently, at the RNC, he's going to announce who it is, apparently.
Which is?
July?
July 16th? Is it 16th?
6th? I don't know. I'm making that up. I thought it was 16th.
I'll look it up real quick.
Yeah, look it up while we're doing it. Anyways, outside of the show, we ended one of the shows a couple times ago. And we were talking about the VP pick, and we were kind of going back and forth a little bit about it. I don't know where you stand exactly. I kind of do. But my opinion was that his VP pick needs to be solid.
Yeah.
Not that he's not doing well, you know, or the numbers aren't showing that he's doing well.
Yeah, it says the convention is July 15th through the 18th.
Okay, so 16th. I was kind of in there.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
In that ballpark. But anyways, I think that VP pick is important, man.
No, for sure.
Yeah, because we've seen... Over the past, you know, well, since conviction, basically, we've seen an increase in numbers. New polls are coming out. He's up 5 points or whatever, more, apparently. But you know how that goes. Some are whatever. People are sending in donations, right?
A lot of donations.
Yeah. What did we say last time? I think I said it was like 33 or 30% of them were from new donators. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Something like that. So... There's a surge.
Yeah, he's definitely pulling in the fence sitters.
Hopefully, the independents.
Well, they're expressing that they're like, at least donation wise, they're on his side.
Yeah.
So I would assume that would go into what a vote would look like, right?
Well, yeah, and you hear people say a lot of times that it's the money speaks, right? More than polls, money speaks. Where's that money going?
Yeah.
Right. So if people are donating a lot to a presidency. Decent indicator that he's got some good support. So with that said, when we were kind of talking after the show the other day, I was expressing to you that it's really important that his VP pick is good. Because he had said something a week or two ago, I think it was just previous to the conviction, that the person that he was picking or wanted to pick was going to be somebody that's not surprising, right? And like a person that gets shit done. What'd you do over there? You freaking got it. You went in the dark side of the moon over here.
Turned my light down on accident.
Damn. So it kind of scared me a little bit when he said that it's not going to be a surprising pick. Because some of the VP picks that I was thinking about would be surprising, and I think would actually
well,
be
well, a couple
good
of the
him.
Names on the first list you had mentioned as what you thought were would be good picks.
Absolutely. Yeah, so that's the thing, is there are a couple variations of the list. There's today, over the past couple, even as soon as an hour ago, I think Politico or some other people were posting about it, but there was a list of people that insiders, quote-unquote, are saying he is talking to and receiving, because you have to ask for paperwork or something to have, like, don't...
Yeah, like a vetting paperwork.
A vetting process, right? And so apparently there was 6, 7, 8 different people. The interesting thing, though, is not too long after that, it seemed to have been that people on the inside, I keep doing the air quotes because, you know, you never trust those sources, man.
Yeah.
But apparently it's 4. Okay. So if you want to go to that list that you have on, that you saved on X for me, will you? Because I had an article. I scrapped that shit because it's that one right there. Okay.
So this was the first list, right?
Yeah. What's that say? Who's that from? I just want to give a shout
out. This is from Kyle Becker.
Kyle Becker. New Donald Trump. News. Sorry. Donald Trump sending vetting paperwork to the following potential VP candidates, right? Yeah. Go ahead and read them, Chris. Who we got?
Rubio, Carson, Burgum, Stefanik, Byron Donalds, Ted Vance. Is
no,
it Ted
JD Vance.
JD Vance and Tim Scott.
Tim Scott.
Which you actually really liked Tim Scott.
I thought Tim Scott was all right. Really.
Yeah. You were really looking for, you all have always kind of liked
Byron Donalds.
Byron Donalds, Tim Scott, and Ben Carson.
But what did I tell you? What about a week ago when we had this conversation? Who did I say that people are murmuring that it could be?
Rubio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Marco. Marco
there
Rubio.
There it is. There's the first selection round of these are the people he sent the vetting paperwork to.
Yes.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. First of all, I'm looking at the list. Okay, Carson. I like Carson a lot. I liked him when he was running for president. I really did. But just because I think he's a spectacular person, you know, very smart, very fucking smart, man.
Yeah.
President quality? Nah, not for me. You know what I mean? He's a little too tame, too calm.
He's very tame. He doesn't have any, I don't want to say excitement.
No, because he's so damn smart.
He's just like, he's very monotoned.
In the words of Trump, he is
attitude.
Low energy. You know what I'm saying? He's a little, but he's a great guy. And I think he's a great cabinet. I think he's been working with the housing or whatever with Trump when Trump was in office.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be him. Go back to that list real quick, because I have a terrible memory. I don't think it's going to be him. Burgum, I don't know much about him. I really don't. He's North Dakota, right? North Dakota's something. Is that what he is?
South Carolina.
No, that's Tim Scott. Oh, Tim Scott, South Carolina. He's down. Yeah, right there.
North Dakota.
The 33rd governor of North Dakota. Yeah. I don't know much about him.
I don't know a lot about him either. I've heard his name. Yeah. I mean, this isn't the first time I've heard his name. I just can't, I can't place where I've heard his name and in what involvement he was.
So this is part of it, is like, you know, now that the names are starting to get dwindled down.
Dwindling.
And there's actual names out there that his campaign is talking about. Now it's a good time for us to go back and refresh ourselves on some of these that we may have forgotten about, or, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, this Burgum, I don't, you know, this guy, I'm like, maybe he's great. I don't know. Kind of just your generic white dude. You know what I'm saying? He's kind of just that dude.
But I mean, Trump did say you're not going to be surprised with who he picks.
But see, I'm going to analyze that, Chris, because I would be surprised
if
him.
If he picked Burgum.
Because who's that? You know, I know people know
true.
Who he is.
It's a surprising on the other direction.
Yes. Yeah. Not surprising to me. I'm going to ask you that, actually. Not surprising. And answer this in that. You guys are in the chat here. Answer this. When he says the pick that I'm going to pick, or I hope to get, I should say, because no one's guaranteed, right? They may say they're not interested. Who is the candidate that would not be surprising?
To me?
Yeah.
I think the not surprising candidate would probably be between Rubio or Donalds.
Interesting.
Rubio, because he has campaigned for the presidential position before.
Okay.
And I feel like he's gone against Trump once before, so he knows how to take licks. Okay. And he can kind of hold his own. I guess he didn't
win. He likes to get licked.
He didn't win, so And Byron Donalds, I say, would be the not surprising because he is the up-and-coming MAGA supporter Republican.
I would say Tim Scott wouldn't be that surprising to me. I feel like he, over the past months, even year, he's kind of came out more. You know what I'm saying? We've heard his name talked about a lot,
yeah.
I think, over the past year or so. So that wouldn't be surprising. A Ted Cruz wouldn't be surprising. If you want, like, for me.
He's not on that list, though.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying when he said that initially, before this list even came out, like, who's the candidate that, like, you would be like, if it's a not surprising candidate who can get the job done, you know, that back up.
Before the list came out, I was initially thinking Ted Cruz, too.
Ted Cruz was on the list. I feel like they've worked well together. I feel like Ted Cruz has that kind of, I don't know if he's as tough as Trump, seems to be.
But I like him more than since he grew a beard.
Yeah, it changed him.
Yeah, it did.
It's like when you
became
fuck,
more of a man.
Yeah, you fuck for the first time and you go to school or you go to your job the next day and you come in just a different human.
Yeah.
Like you just reek of, pheromones and you're just like, I'm fucking,
yeah.
I did it.
You're a different human being now. Yeah.
It's equivalent to like, back in the day when you had to do those journeys as a fucking kid to become a man, like the Native Americans or the tribes, you have to go out and fucking suffer.
It's like
for
a rite of passage.
Yeah, almost. It's a rite of passage. Fucking is our rite of passage. I kind of think, I think so. Because there is a noticeable difference. You feel, and you, listen, all you that are listening, I hope, are old enough to have experienced sex, right? Like, I hope there's no kids watching this shit. But you remember, I would hope, that first time you had sex, the first time, you woke up that next day, and you're like, I feel, I've got a deeper voice now. I've got more pubic hair than I've ever had.
I don't know if my hair grew more or my voice got deeper.
I don't think it's literal.
I think there definitely was like a sense of I've reached another checkpoint,
a pinnacle of life.
Yeah, you've overcome the plateau.
Yeah,
and now you're on to the next hill.
Like you're smarter than all your friends. You know what I'm saying? Like
you've seen things.
Yeah, you can go to your friends the next day and you're like, yeah, virgin.
Yeah, you know what I'm like you walk in and now you're like the life veteran.
It's true. Okay, so yes, him having a beard feels like that, like he grew up.
Yeah.
But beards are...
I feel like, I do, honestly. Like, I do think he grew a beard.
Yeah.
He kind of went under Trump's tent after their campaign, and he, like, endorsed him, and then he kind of became this other person. Like, he became a totally different person.
Well, I wouldn't say completely, because I feel like he was that way before. I
feel like he was way more outspoken, and he was way more confident.
Now.
With the beard.
Just period.
Even like compared to when he was running his presidential campaign.
Yeah. Well, I will say this, just to get back on the candidates here. Not all beards are equal.
That's true.
You can attest to this. You've had a beautiful beard, man. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty nice. Wow. My beard is not great. I acknowledge this. My brother got all those genes. He has a beautiful beard as well.
Your brother does have a good beard.
JD Vance looks like a hairy raisin. It's not a good look. And I hate to be the guy. I hate to be the guy because I don't believe in this, but I don't like judging someone off of their looks, right? Like I don't want to say that he would be bad. I don't really know much about him, to be honest with you. Where's he from? Where's he from again?
JD Vance.
Ohio. He's Ohio. So I don't know anything. I'm just saying, like, I just don't like looking at him. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just me. I just don't like looking at his face.
Well, I think, is it because in this picture he's, like, squinty?
I'm squinty, you know? Like, I'm a very squinty-eyed person, for sure. But, you know, like, in Step Brothers, where he's just like, I just want to punch you. I just want to, like, I don't love the way, like, I just don't feel good looking at him. Like, he doesn't bring
that
me
is
confidence.
That is a funny scene.
It's a funny scene.
He's like, is there anything I can do to work on that? No. He's like, no, it's just something about your face.
Yeah. So, when we're looking at these, I can never say her name right.
Stefanik?
Yeah, I can never say it right. She's not bad. She's not terrible. Listen, let's look at the list. Let's just knock him off the list real quick. Rubio, I get it. I don't hate Rubio. I don't hate him. I don't think he moves a needle. In my opinion, I don't think he moves a needle. That's just me.
Rubio?
Yeah. I don't think he moves the needle much. Maybe for some like older Republicans who, I'm not saying that he's an old school like Republican or anything, but I think some of the older Republicans might feel confident with a Rubio because he's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they consider him having some stability. So I'm fine. It's you know, if that's who it is, I'm not going to be excited about it. But I get it, I guess. Carson, to me, not the right person. Burgum, know nothing about. Stefanik, sure, maybe. She brings the woman vote, I think, at least in some aspects, maybe.
Maybe.
Tim Scott's a pretty solid choice. Don't know much about J.D. Vance. And Byron Donalds is somebody that I have personally said for a while that I think would be an excellent candidate. And I actually disagree with you in the sense that I would be surprised if Trump picked him.
You would? Why?
Listen, I think he's up and coming. I think he's got a great way of how he expresses himself and how he speaks to people. I think he demands attention when he talks. He's got a powerful voice, man. You know what I'm saying? When he's up there.
Donalds does?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's very...
He demands attention.
He does.
And I like that. I think that bodes well. He's not as hasty as Trump is, and I think that's a good thing.
Well, and he's very articulate. Because when he speaks, he speaks very fluently, and he speaks... Like he knows what he's gonna say, yeah. And he doesn't. Every time I've heard him speak about on anything, he doesn't really stumble a lot.
Sure,
he's very thought about what he's saying, and he knows what he's talking about. When he's talking,
I agree with you. I agree with you. Why I think would be surprising is because he is younger.
And that might be good though.
Take that out of the equation because I do think that might be a good thing, right? But he is younger, and you know, you could argue. Less experienced than a Rubio, less experienced than a Cruz, less experienced than Stefanik, or maybe even J.D. Vance or all these guys. I don't really know. J.D. Vance sounds like the refrigeration guy from fucking Office. Like, what's that guy's name?
Is it J.D. Vance?
No, what's
that guy? Hold on.
You gotta look that shit up, because that just came to me. Am I even saying, is it even J.D. Vance, or is that from the Office, and this guy's name something completely different?
Who is that chick? I can't remember her name.
Yeah, fucking sadness, bro. Fucking sadness from Inside Out, man. What is that guy? If you got in the comments, you guys watch The Office. I love The Office, but yeah. So J.D. Vance is that dude's name, but what is the Office? Just say The Office refrigeration guy. What's his fucking name? I'm sorry if you're saying it in the comments and I'm missing it because I can't see the comments right now, but I gotta know. The Office right there, refrigeration. Yeah, what is it? It's got to be close, right?
Bob Vance.
Bob Vance. B.O.B. Vance, dude.
It's close, dude.
Man.
It was close.
From Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. Bob Vance. Yep. Refrigeration.
Bob Vance from Bob Vance Refrigeration. Yeah.
If you don't do, like, if he is a pick for VP,
yeah.
And you don't do a campaign, like, ad like that,
yeah.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
You don't get my vote. I'll vote half. I'll vote for Trump and then get rid of Bob Vance because he didn't use.
he's from Ohio? Is that where he's from?
Yeah. That's where Bob Vance is from, too.
No, Scranton, Pennsylvania. I think that's where the office is. Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Is it Scranton, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I think so, dude. But either way, I just think that there are more experienced candidates.
J.D. Vance.
I think there's more Ohio. Yeah. So if he says, like, hey, I'm J.D. Vance from Ohio State Senate. You know, something, I don't know how would you even say that. J.D. Vance
know.
From he, J.D. Vance, Ohio State Senate.
Just do something that would resemble, like, I don't know, like you're selling propane accessories.
Sure,
or
dude. Or maybe like a catch slogan. Like, my name's J.D. Vance and we're going to cool everything down. Something like that in the culture. You know, I don't know. Fuck. Anyways, I'm not real stoked about that name. But we're getting sidetracked here. Byron Donald, to me, is... I would actually be very stoked with him. I would be very stoked with him. I think he's young. I think he's energetic. I think he brings some, like, energy to the party. There's obvious things. Like, he obviously would bring black vote in. He's a black man himself, and I think that's cool, too. But I don't like the whole, like, pandering to, you know... I think it's dumb. If he's good, and he's good.
He is good.
He's just good. It doesn't matter if he's black, white, Asian. He's just a really good candidate. That's my personal opinion. And going forward... We talked about this. Trump gets 4 more years. Now, granted, there's
some conspiracy around that.
Sure, but the truth is, let's be real, 4 more years, okay? Yeah. And you want a candidate who can come in, who is into the party, who wants real change, and who could potentially take over that position, right? And I think Byron Donald is exciting like that.
And I think him being younger, one of the younger candidates, I think... If he was to run VP for 4 years, mm-hmm. I think he could jump in and he could still potentially do 8 years and still not be losing his mind like a Joe Biden.
Sure. Yeah. And let's be real. I mean, look at the other aspect.
If he's good. I'm not saying he'll just run eight years yeah. just because he was whatever.
Let's say he runs. I mean, can you run VP more than one? I think you can, right? Can you?
I think so.
That's a good question. I actually don't know the answer to that. My point is what if he ran for, you know, as a VP for Trump for 4 years? And what if the next person that came out was somebody that was maybe more popular as far as, I don't really think that's the case, but let's say, you know, Ted Cruz comes in and he's really got the polls. Is it possible that Byron Donalds runs with him for 8 years? So now you got 12 years of VP under your belt. You know what I'm saying? You leave the office and you're primed. You're still young as shit. You're primed for that position, bro. You've been in office now for fucking... Holy shit.
Yeah,
man.
You've been
that
next,
would be 20 years in
of,
the White House.
You've been next of kin to the president for...
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. That's a weird one. Okay, but can you go to the article? Because the reason I wanted to bring this up...
This one here?
Yeah. So this was an article that came out, I believe it was today. But they actually bring it down to four. They actually say, no, not all those candidates are... There's only four. So if you scroll down real quick, I wanted to show you who those four were. The four that they said... Per a source, is Doug Burgum.
Burgum, Rubio,
Marco
Florida,
Rubio,
Tim Scott of South Carolina,
and fucking Raisin Face, bro.
Fucking Bob Vance.
Well, Bob Vance is, yeah.
I'm going to call him Bob Vance. That's just his name now.
Yeah.
He's not J.D. Vance. He's Bob Vance now.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are the four.
Well, how do they get this, according to one source? Who's the source?
I don't know. I told you.
That's that phrase that we... Yeah. It's fucking stupid because you could just say that.
Yeah. Well, listen, again, I made sure to say this very, very early on, right? I said, anytime you have the sources say crap, you can't believe it. But I feel like there's...
Oh, they're saying one source heavily concentrated on those ones.
Yeah.
And another source described a three-way competition between Burgum, Rubio, and Vance.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Tim Scott's out of that one.
And I got to be honest with you. If that was true... First of all, I'd be a little upset because I feel like Byron Donalds should be in there. Even Tim Scott over others, too. But here's the thing. If Trump comes out and he did say that we won't be surprised by his pick, then I have to believe Rubio.
He's going with Rubio.
Because Burgum and Vance, to me, are like, who are they? It's like a Pence. Like, oh, okay, I don't really know them. I don't really know who the hell they are.
Yeah, I don't think the general public is going to, he's going to go... Governor Doug Burgum is my VP, and
like he's not going to get
the most of the population is going to go. Don't know.
It's like that.
About this guy.
It's like the opening band at a big concert. Yeah. You're like, yeah, they're good. Who? Never heard of them. Have you heard of them? No, they're not bad. You know, I don't know. We got to look at their policy, and that's why I want to say this is, you know, now that we have a little bit more refined of a list, maybe it gives us all a chance to kind of dig through them, and maybe we can do that on another show. Especially if he narrows it down to four, it'd be very easy to kind of go through and figure out. You know, what's the negative? I know Greg really likes going through and trying to figure out, like, who supported what. You know, did they support any of the mandates at one point? Or were they... And that's a really important shit. And I think it's important stuff. But...
Well, I think that a lot of that is going to get dug into once he announces next month or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then we got, like, July, August, September, October, November. 4 months until the election or whatever.
Yeah.
So, once he announces those 4 months, I feel like... The way people are now, he's going to get a lot dug on him to find out just who he is.
Agree. Who do you think it's going to be? Who's your gut pulling you to? Just based off the two lists here, even before
list. And then this saying that's dwindled to three or whatever.
We do this. We do this with Greg. We kind of make little bets off the side, you know? What do you think?
The fact that it is mainstream news, so who the fuck knows? But this source, whoever the fuck that is, Rubio is in both of those sources' lists. And then Trump did say he wouldn't be surprised. You won't be surprised by his pick. So it might be Rubio.
I'm starting to think that it is. I said that to you a week ago. Or a couple days ago, whenever that was.
But where the fuck has he been? He's been MIA. Like, he hasn't been out doing, like, saying opinions on shit lately.
Maybe we just haven't noticed, you know?
Well, that's a problem, isn't it? Like, if he's out saying, oh, we need to do this, and we need to do this, and nobody notices?
Yeah, but see, that's the thing about it. Let's try to look at it from a positive light, right? Okay, like, let's try to look at it, because I told you already, he's not surprising. Like, I wouldn't
he be... He wouldn't be, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
That's about all I'd say. It's not like, yes, fuck yeah, dude. Like, yeah. I'm not going to get that. You're not going to get that from
but
me.
But again, it is a vice president pick. Does it need to be somebody that you go, fuck yeah?
I think it absolutely should. That, and that's where we were talking about. I really personally think that it does. Because I think our conversation was something like this, man. When you look at older VPs, I felt like they were more involved for some reason. And that could just be me having bad memory or just ill, you know, my knowledge on history is crap. And, and it's not great. But here's the thing. Kamala's a dud.
For sure.
You agree on that, right? She's really done nothing. You don't even really see her, period. Pence, I thought, was a dud. I thought Pence was a dud. I thought Joe Biden was a dud. So we've had basically three presidents come in with ill-equipped VPs like that are not exciting. But I feel like just looking at history, when you watch old video of VPs and presidents together and you kind of watch. Now, I know Dick Cheney's a different breed, right? He was kind of running the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like he was more of a... I feel like he was probably more of a problem than anything else.
But, like, maybe that's where we've gone wrong, man. Like, maybe having just a... Because
we just, like, the backseat VP isn't the way to go?
You know, here's the thing. I feel like a VP pick is very important for an election. Okay? I feel like if you pick the right person, it can bring people that were maybe questionable. Because every person has character flaws. Everybody has flaws. We can agree on that.
Yeah.
No candidate is flawless. So with those flaws, like Trump, for example, right? He generally doesn't poll well with the suburban moms, okay? Or let's say teens, okay? Mm-hmm. Or not teens, I'm sorry. Well, late teens, but 20-year-olds, 20 to 30. Republicans tend to not as a whole. So if you bring in somebody who's younger, who, you know, like Vivek or any of those guys that are younger, maybe that has a better reach towards a young audience, having a VP like that benefits because maybe some of the college students go, hey, I actually like this guy. He's young. He's smart, you know. And maybe that brings in some young vote, right? If you bring in a woman VP, that may shore up some women votes or some suburban mom votes because they feel like, you know, there's a woman that's representing them. Again, I hate this shit as a whole, but you got to understand what I'm saying. The black vote, right? All these things they use, they play, okay? I think that that's why they do it. They're not picking based off of how good they actually are. They're picking based off of, look what this person looks like, and now you can feel safe with voting for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Kamala Harris, I mean, let's be real. Democrats are real bad. They don't got any candidates, but Kamala Harris, you're going to tell me.
No, that was a fucking DEI pick.
That's what it was. It was she's a woman of color and a woman. Yeah. You know, it's those two things. She's not done anything good. Her criminal reform in California, terrible, right?
Before she was vice president, her track record sucked.
Was like sucking Montel Williams' dick.
Oh, maybe.
Was it Montel Williams or
I think it was Montel.
Montel.
Yeah.
Montel. Yeah, there's that rapper, that R&B guy back in the day. Is that Montel Williams?
Even when she was running for president,
yeah,
her numbers were the one of the worst.
It wasn't good. No, it was not good.
I think
good.
She had like 0.1%.
But see, if you're picking, and this goes to the whole, like, you know, well, there's more to it, I guess. But if you're picking just to get a couple votes or get a decent amount of votes and they really don't need any background, maybe that's why we've had these VPs that are so shitty, that are not good at foreign conflict or affairs.
They're just picking figureheads.
They're picking figureheads, man. And so, yeah, I think this is a time where I would like to see Trump. And maybe that's what Rubio is, to be fair. Okay, like, and to your point, what has he done? I haven't really heard from him. Maybe the fact that he's been in office for so long really hasn't, it seemingly that I can remember.
He has been sitting on, like, different panels and, like, grilling people and stuff like that. But
he's not a bad speaker, per se. Maybe the fact that he's been in office for so long and hasn't rocked the boat. Maybe the fact that he hasn't had any criminal or sexual things going on, like these, you know, these side things.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the positive. Maybe he is just calm enough to...
Venezuelan, right?
He's Cuban, isn't he?
Cuban?
No. Oh, okay. I can't remember now that I think about it. But I think, listen, I get it. I get it on the surface level. I understand. But it doesn't excite me. And that's what bothers me. But maybe it is what's best. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it is what's best for Trump to have a guy like that that's stable. Because he brings what Pence was supposed to do. Remember, they were saying Pence is kind of that calmer...
Mm-hmm.
Veteran Republican who would help stabilize Trump, be the yin and the yang. You know what I'm saying? Pence sucks, but maybe Rubio is that guy.
Maybe.
Maybe he's in enough with the old Republicans that
Cuban American, yeah.
Cuban, yep. maybe he's in, you know, he's in the old school Republicans enough that he could ease some of the older, you know, or even you can call them rhinos, right? Maybe he could ease some of the rhinos, you know what I'm saying? Which, do we really want to ease them? I think we should be booting them out, personally.
Well, I think that will happen. I don't think entirely, but I think majority of those will be gone.
It's possible, yeah. But I think Rubio had good votes. I mean, listen, I don't know, man. I want to see Brian Donalds. I really do. That's where I'm at. Honestly, that's who I want.
I'd be cool with Brian Donalds. I think that would be a good pick.
But what if it was Tulsi Gabbard? What if it's just a fucking curveball and he just brings in Tulsi Gabbard as a VP pick? He's just throwing everybody off with this shit. He's giving you all the generic Republicans, and he goes, Tulsi is one of those that I've been questionable on for a long time. There's a lot of things that I respect about her. Just listening to her on Rogan and now, you know, how she presents herself. Mm-hmm. And you know, she's obviously a pretty woman, you know, and I think she's very smart. There's many things, and I can't remember off the top of my head, that I've disagreed with in the past on her, but that's not a bad vote. She definitely has a following.
I feel like Tulsi Gabbard looks like she would be part of the X-Men.
She kind of does. Like, she has that, like, rogue.
Yeah, right? Fucking, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She kind of does.
Like, she looks like she would have either some special power or she'd have something that she would, like, she's really good with some kind of weapon.
Yeah. I think, well, she was in the military.
Well, she was in, yeah, I know she was in the military. But she,
like,
I mean,
works,
like,
out. That's what I'm saying. She, like, works out. She's like a tough chick, you know? But she was a Democrat. You know, and it's like, well, but, you know, at the end of the day, to your point, again, like, how much sway does a VP have? I don't know. I don't know behind closed doors. Maybe she's really good at, you know, foreign policy. Maybe she's really good at social aspects that would benefit a Trump, right? Mm. And she's not going to she's never going to, like, get past Trump. If Trump wants to do it, I think he will. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. At this point, especially. Yeah. But I'm just throwing it out there as a possibility. And I think, like,
if this list is being released, it's being released on purpose.
Yeah.
So I don't think, well, I mean, unless
the list,
yeah, the list of, like, people he sent papers to, I don't know the vetting thing. I don't know what that is, because you know who all these people are.
It's kind of, I think it's more just like an interview process. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like a weird lingo of saying, like, hey, you know, here's paperwork. I'm interested in you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, how you apply for something. He's letting them know that he has interest in them. And he's going to probably see who returns, right? Like, who actually sends their paperwork back. That'll let him know who's interested in also being that VP pick with him.
Yeah. Right?
But as far as the process, I don't know the process. I don't know that you do.
Yeah, either. I don't know if there is a process to, like, picking your VP. Like, an actual process that's like, this is what I have to do. These are the steps I have to take to do this. Or can you just say, oh, I want that guy? I have no idea.
Ban is on the chat right now. He says the whole list may be a curveball. And that's why I brought
up... Well, that's what you just said.
That's why I brought up a Tulsi Gabbard or something. Because here's the thing with her. I'm not promoting her.
So in that aspect, if, say, this whole list is a curveball, is that to draw attention away from who he would pick, and now everyone's going to be digging and attacking these people?
Well, look at it like this, man. Like, these sources, quote-unquote sources, is it even accurate?
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe he's just content with letting them fucking guess all day long, right? He probably knows who he really wants.
Probably. He's probably known for a while.
And the only reason I brought up Tulsi was because I remember not too long ago, I think before her show with Joe Rogan, her recent one, she had said something to the effect of, if she was asked to be VP, she would gladly take on that position for this country. Okay, that's seemingly saying that you know that Trump is the front runner, right? And so that's seemingly saying, like, you are okay with working with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And I've said it before, and I think you even have too at some point. But listen, the party is the way that this country is separated right now. With the Republicans and the Democrats, that whole, you know, this party and that party, right? I hope that we can get to the point where, through just common sense now, because it's getting so radical on both sides, really, that, like, some of those people that are, I hope we get back to the middle. I that's what I'm trying to say. I hope we get back to where we have people that are Democrat, quote unquote, who are seeing that, like, this is going too far. And there's Republicans who are saying this is going too far, and they can get together, and for the better of the country, right? They can come back and say, listen, yes, I was a Democrat. Yes, he's a Republican, right? But we both agree that we should have our constitution back. You know, that should be the fucking, that should be everything about this country is that constitution.
Yeah.
The gun rights and the freedom of speech and all that shit. We could all agree on that, right?
Yeah.
Now, maybe it's good. Maybe it's good that you have a previous Democrat. I don't even know what she classifies herself now, but maybe for getting, still having those social programs and really looking at Social Security and really analyzing that, maybe that part of it where Trump is, you know, gets the right people with the military and ends these wars and fucking, you know what I'm saying? And she's also very passionate about ending the wars too, from what I understand. Maybe that's a good move. Maybe that's a good move, because I mean, how many Democrats would vote for her? How many Joe Rogans who really, really like her, right, would go, fuck, if she's willing to work with Donald Trump?
True. Well, I think that would be one of the things too that is probably being considered, is trying to appease the middle and the other side at the same time, and just bringing in, like you said, like VP is to get more votes.
Yeah,
like has just figureheads, but also if you can get someone that is capable but can also bring you in votes, I honestly think that's why Rubio seems to be the obvious one to me, because I think he would do the same thing also.
I agree. And so
if the pick was in that list.
Yeah. And I tell you this, as a fan of sports, I'm going to do this. as a fan of sports, right. And I'm a Blazers fan, right. Mariners fan, just sports fan in general. There's been a lot of times where my team of choice has drafted someone or traded for someone, and there's always the list, right? I get on the forums. I'm part of the forums with the Blazers and shit. And, like, even right now, like, okay, we could trade this pick for so-and-so. And everybody comes up, man, how cool would it be to get fucking Jaylen Brown? How cool would it be to get... And they start naming off these almost all-stars or all-stars, right? At the end of the day, over the past 10 years, we've always traded for somebody. I'm not saying they're great. They've been in a lull. But they always trade for somebody. You go, oh, shit, never thought about that person. Okay. And you're not that excited about it. There's been many times I'm like, ah, really? But how it fits with the team, I'm like, oh yeah, you end up really liking them. They end up becoming fan favorites because they just fit really well.
They can play the part that they're needed for.
I say that to say that maybe a Rubio pick is not exciting. Maybe it is not that needle mover. But it
gets what needs to done accomplished.
But maybe I end up going, damn, he actually is good for this position. This is actually really good.
He just seems like, I mean, just based off his campaign from last time, he just seems like a turd.
He seems, well, not as turdy as fucking old Florida. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Bush?
No, not Bush.
Oh.
Fucking.
Bush was a turd, too.
Who's the governor right now? What's his name that's running against Trump that I thought might actually take Trump? That's how little I've talked about him lately. What's his name?
Why the fuck am I blanking
on? Okay, but point is I think he really exposed himself as, and I'm not saying he's not good. I'm not saying he hasn't done a good job in a lot of shit, but whatever. I don't know why I'm brain farting it.
What the fuck? Why is it so hard to think of his name?
It's really tough. Whitney's on here. She got it. She busted out. No problem, dude. God damn. There it is.
DeSantis. Fuck.
The sanctimonious.
Like,
man.
Why the fuck was he? That's, I don't know. Understand why that was so hard.
I haven't felt that dumb in a very long time. Shit. With DeSantis, when he came out and he put himself out in the forefront, he looked bad. Like, he really exposed himself as not only being short with weird boots, but like, he just is a weird person.
He did have weird boots.
He had those weird elf boots, man.
Yeah. And they, like, he's. And almost, like, they almost made him stand pigeon-toed, and then it made it look weirder.
Like, he's like high heels. They're like,
well, because he has like a short man syndrome, and he's like, yes, I need to be taller.
It's true though. To be powerful, I just saw some poll that was saying that like now with politics, like short men, especially men, don't do well. They just don't, because people want like tall and like.
Yeah, but most of the time you're seeing them on fucking camera. So how the fuck would you even know?
I don't know.
I mean, how often do you actually see one of our public fucking servants in person? You don't.
Yeah. That's true. But here's the thing. It's not. I don't want to criticize the man on something he can't control. Now, to be fair, he can control wearing high heels. And I feel like that is the problem.
Yeah, you can't control doing that. I mean, stand on a box.
Don't stand on anything. Just say, I'm fucking short and I'll fucking whoop your ass. I don't give a shit, dude.
I'm scrappy as fuck.
Yeah, I'll nuke your ass.
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care if you're short. If you have the temperament, I don't give a shit if you're short.
I mean, he got weird with it.
But when you wear, like, these weird shoes that like maybe,
these,
like...
these Italian boots that make you, like, 3-4 inches taller.
They have, like, 4-inch... I'm like, what are you? What is this? And he also is just, like, there's many videos of him doing
zero,
that laugh.
There are zero world leaders that will take you seriously.
Yeah. It's the laugh, though. That one is the deal breaker for me, bro. There was that one where he was talking to a kid, and he's like, "How you doing, blah, or what are you study?" Something, and the kid's like, says whatever he says, and then he just goes, walks away. And I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Super forced and awkward.
It was like this loud laugh, and then just stopped, and he walks away.
His laugh, it was almost as bad as fucking Kamala's.
Oh, dude.
Like, it was just as awkward.
Kamala has a her laugh. It's just cringy, like that cackling.
Yeah,
almost like Clinton. Clinton, Hillary had that cackle.
Yeah, she does too.
And that's just not a good thing.
Yeah,
that's not a good laugh. You know who's the best laugh ever? Kawhi Leonard, bro. Kawhi Leonard, the basketball
Kawhi
player. Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, I thought you said Quiet Leonard.
Have you guys heard like, Kawhi Leonard's laugh?
How'd you know
laugh?
He laughed?
There's that real famous video of him doing the interview, and he's a very, like, he doesn't, like, he's not in the spotlight, you know what I'm saying? He's a superstar.
This is a weird person to like, do you just remember his laugh?
Yeah, put it, please, pull the video.
What, is this an old basketball player?
No, he's still in the, he's one of the best, I mean, he's...
What's his name, Quiet Leonard?
Well, it's not Kawhi. K-A-W-H-I, I believe it is.
K-A-W-H-I.
Kawhi Leonard, and then laugh. Please play this video. It's fucking... Yeah, this one right here.
This
dude.
One right here?
Yeah, this is fucking iconic,
29
bro.
Seconds.
And what would you like people to know about you? I'm a fun guy.
A fun guy.
He's very dry,
I'm a
bro.
A fun guy.
He's a very dry human being. But listen, this is the best. This is the best right here. And this is not the only example. No, just play the whole thing. Yeah, just go.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just going to play the audio because if we play the video, we'll probably get fucked.
And what would you like people to know about you?
I'm a fun guy.
I'm a fun guy. Obviously, I love the game of basketball.
Right here, dude.
I mean, it's just more questions you have to ask me in order for me to tell you about myself. I just can't give you a whole spiel. I don't even know where you're sitting at.
Okay. That was very awkward.
That doesn't... It sounds like he's like, I don't want to laugh, but I have to laugh.
He's like, I don't even know where you are right now.
It was such a gem, bro.
God.
Oh my God, it's a gem. It's a gem. But you know what's funny? Is I laugh because it's funny. Because you can tell just by that 20 seconds... The dude is not very comfortable with around people. He's an introvert. You know, you can tell it. And he's a great basketball player, man. But he is just not good at interviews. Okay, he just doesn't want to be around people, and I laugh with him because I'm like, that's a fucking hilarious laugh because you're nerdy. But
that's
bro.
Exactly how DeSantis was.
DeSantis makes me uncomfortable. It's not. I see. I can jive with Kawhi here,
but
I
it's weird to try to go into public office if you have that about you, right?
Yeah, because it comes across fake.
It does come.
It comes across
fake.
Very. Funny.
And that's what I said when he was running. I was like, he seems fake.
Yeah,
like he seemed more genuine when he's just a governor.
I agree with you. And see, that's the thing. That's the big thing, Chris, is I feel like that position, when you have to step up, and I'll give everybody props, right? Anybody that steps on the stage to run for president, you have to have some fucking balls, right? Because you are now one of the, you know, the finalists, basically. Oh, yeah. Well, and it's a tough position.
Not only that, like if you decide I'm announcing and I'm running for president, your personal life is done for.
Exactly. But you have to be able to get on stage and rattle off answers and be tough. So listen, not everybody, they get on that stage and you can tell right away there's a bunch of crack, dude. They just can't fucking handle it, man. So I have a lot of respect for, like, he ran. The problem is I think he was comfortable in Florida and I think he's been doing a decent job, man. Mm. But, like, he was exposed. As far as like his quirkiness is something that I think is a turnoff for people.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And even myself, because I was like, listen, hey, man, if Trump isn't going to be the guy, DeSantis may be that dude, right?
It was a turnoff for me, too, because like you're just in the campaign. Like you can't even handle that pressure.
Yeah.
So if you're like negotiating with other world leaders and or there's like potential war going on, you're cracking just because of media coverage. I don't know, man,
if you're running against Trump, man, that's like running into the flames, bro. You know what I'm saying? You might as well run through hell because that guy is going to treat you like a fucking like a stinky hobo. You know what I mean? Like he is just gonna step on
and
you.
And he did that to Rubio.
He did. And Rubio sweated. I remember some of those.
He was shiny.
Where he had that water and shit. Yep. And it was weird. And he
went through
wet.
Hell.
Yeah, he looked like he was in Cuba. Like, he was sweating.
What was
his
name for Rubio? I feel like he had a nickname for Rubio, too. Little Rubio?
Little Rubio.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. if he picks Marco Rubio,
he has to call him Little Rubio.
He has to announce him on stage. My pick is Little Rubio. I just want to see him point and be like, I got you, sucker. You know what I mean?
That would be hilarious.
And see Rubio just, you know, fucking dab him up and call it good. You know what I'm saying? Listen.
I would like to see... Like, if he did announce and he called, say, you go, Little Rubio, come up, you're a VP. And he just, I'd want to see him come and tell Trump to fuck off.
That'd be great, dude. I wouldn't mind that. Yeah. Or maybe if he said something to the effect of, I once called him Little Rubio, but now he's VP Rubio. You know, something like that. You make fun of the fact.
Yeah.
Loganite, man. Fuck yes. Thank you so much for that, man. It's super good to hear from you, man. What's good, boy? Sorry, I haven't been around lately. I'm moving duty station soon, hoping to Japan or on an aircraft carrier. Hey,
Japan?
Man. Dude, you've been doing that military thing, man. We've been really proud. I know he's I'm sure if you guys have been around the show long, he's been around since the very beginning, man. Mm. He really has.
Yeah, he has.
Always supporting us. Even when you're not around for a while, you're always supporting us, man. We appreciate it. And glad you're doing well, man. Seems like you've been, since you've been in the military, man, you've been all over the place, man. And I keep up with you. I think I got you on Facebook. And I always check in, you know, see what's up. But, dude. Proud of you, man. Thank you for that $5, man. We appreciate that, man. That cover that beer cost. Fucking thanks, dude. That's awesome. We haven't got a lot of those. It's been months, bro.
Well, we didn't really do the actual lives.
Yeah, we haven't done it for a while. That's true. Thank you, man. Yeah. I have other things that we can go into. I want to break down a little bit because I think we're getting to that point, man. Where it's becoming reality that pick is going to mean something. And I think when you're looking at a Biden-Kamala ticket, which seems to be the case, okay, who, with everything that's going on with Trump, who can he bring in that will help ease the mind? Because I think that's his biggest issue. Mm-hmm. I think there are some people that are still like, I don't know about Trump. I really don't want to know.
Well, yeah, I think if he did pick like a Byron Donalds, like, I think because Byron stands on that MAGA side, I think... It might not
help as much.
So I think
it shores up his vote.
I think if he's going off this list, mm-hmm. I honestly think Rubio is the solid and safe choice.
Yeah. Safe and solid, dude. I agree with you on that. I really do. I'm not saying I love it. I'm just saying I see it. I see why he would
possibly
do that.
I mean, it's strategic.
I'm gonna give it. You know, if I'm just gonna shoot from the hip here, I'm gonna say it's. I'm gonna say it's a. Just because I've said this for a week now, I brought it up that people were talking, murmuring. I think it's a pretty sure. I think it's gonna be 90% that it's gonna be Rubio, at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident that's Rubio, and I think if it's anybody else, I want to believe that it's Byron Donalds, just as a curveball. You know what I'm saying? Just because he was in the initial list. I'm just going to say it because I think he was in the initial list. That's where I'm at with it.
Hmm.
So how do you guys feel? If it is a Trump-Rubio card, does that move you at all? I know a lot of people that listen to us are just like, fucking, they all suck. Fair.
Yeah.
But, you know, the reality is it's going to be someone. And, you know, are you content with that pick? I think is the big question. Are you actually content with it?
I would be content with it, I think.
Yeah. You know, I think, like I said, I think I would go into it going, well, you know, we'll see. But I do think that he could go in and do some good things, man. Sure. Maybe he's been wanting that. Maybe he's made for it, dude. We don't even know. I don't know. Maybe it changes it. Maybe he gets the beard.
Ooh.
Maybe he steps into office. Yeah, he gets that fucking really thick beard. He's got that Cuban fucking DNA in him.
Bet he could grow a beard.
And he starts, like, doing, like, Cuban slang out of nowhere. Like, he quits being...
Like, everything he's doing, he's got a cigar in his mouth.
I don't really know what that looks like, but I feel like I know what it looks like. You know, like, the Cuban, like, that fucking Scarface shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe he comes out with no fucking, like, Trump, you know, where he has his shirt unbuttoned.
Unbuttoned on top.
And he's like, you talking to me?
You know, something like, I don't know. A little bit. Yeah, dude. Cigar in his fingers.
Yeah. He's like, I just fucked my wife. Man, I'm ready to fucking fuck up Russia. You know, or something like that. I think that'd be... You know, like, I want to see some, like, let's see some manly come out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think that would be fun. If he did that.
Say hello to my little Rubio.
Dude, that would be sick. That would be sick, bro. Yeah. He like names his pen little Rubio and he signs shit. Like he signs shit into. Yeah, man, dude. It's like the little Rubio almost sounds like a fucking nuclear bomb.
That could be a gimmick you could use. Yeah, like, you could turn that into something.
Dude, play into it, bro. That's my one advice. Listen, Marco, if you're listening, you're not. But if you did, if you heard this, play into the shit.
Oh, yeah.
Just be like, I just go to Cuba for like a month and just tell everybody news. Be like, I'm going to go to Cuba and I'm not going to talk to anybody. I'm not going to have a cell phone. I'm going to go get my heritage back and then come back like a new man. And we'll all just be like, what the fuck is this guy? Like, come out like 10 pounds thicker. You know what I'm saying? Like with a cigar and shit. And just be like, and just say, I'm ready, Trump. I'm fucking ready. And then we'll all be like, what the fuck is this, dude? This is the dream team. You know, something like that. I think that'd be fucking hilarious, bro.
I don't think he's going to go to Cuba and just fucking
why not,
grow the beard and get chiseled. I don't think so. Not, probably not.
Oh, it's like something out of a movie. 50 years from now, they have a documentary. It's like, and one day, Marco Rubio went back to Cuba.
To prepare for this.
He took a paddle boat back to Cuba. He didn't want to take the plane, bro. He wanted to go. He wanted to come back like he came in, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. I don't know if he's out here.
He was born here. I don't fucking know.
Fucking born here.
I'm fucking joking. I'm joking as a whole, but I'm just saying, like, man, like you have, if you're under Trump, you have this badass guy who's not afraid to speak his mind. And it would be nice if a little of that shit rubbed off because I think it would just enhance the whole thing.
Well, he's definitely, I mean, just from the hearing stuff that he's been in, like, he's definitely getting better about pushing people's buttons and like, kind of like pushing the envelope. So, I don't know. We'll see.
There was other shit I want to talk about, but, you know, we have time.
We have 10 minutes.
I know, but, you know, it's cool, dude. You know, there's obviously the case with, and I'd rather take this one and really maybe, I'm sure we'll find out more, but they kind of paused the case with that Fannie, whatever her name was.
Fannie Willis
or whatever. Georgia Court of Appeals indefinitely pauses the election subversion conspiracy case against Donald Trump. What does that mean? I don't know. To be honest with you, I was kind of hoping we didn't get to this day because I really haven't looked at it that much. And I don't want to go into it completely blind.
Well, she's a nightmare.
It's not good. It's not good. Let's do my TikToks, man. Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
Or is that too much time? That's not fucking too much time. Fuck that shit. Let's do this shit, dude. Come on. You got it on there?
Oh no.
It doesn't.
Hold on.
Dude.
It's not working.
Okay, so anyways, let's just run it, Dan. Let's get that up there.
Dave's TikTok.
I know it sucks because when we do that, the computer had to be reset, and that we haven't done that very often.
Yeah,
it's been a minute since we've done some TikToks, man. But there's a couple in here I think are fun, dude. They're fun, you know. hopefully they saved the way that I wanted them to, because I had to reset a couple things. But are you actually trying to find it?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. You're putting it in? On the spot?
Dave's Tube Talk.
Yes.
I had to reboot it in there real quick.
So stupid, but so important to my soul, man. I really
oh, God.
Such a fun little song. Such a little gets you going ready into this.
Yeah.
Show. Can you refresh this and just see if it actually worked the way I wanted it to? It fucking didn't, dude.
What?
It didn't.
I zoomed in on this.
Didn't Why fucking I... do it.
What?
Well, it's just it didn't save anything that I had in here. That's a bummer. It's a bummer. So anyways, one of the videos that I was going to show, and we'll have to scroll through and find the ones here. One of the videos, actually, give me that remote real quick.
Oh, there you go.
What? Did it work?
Is this, oh.
No, that's not it. Motherfucker.
Nope.
Okay, so one of the videos I was going to show, and we can just scroll through and find them, but was 50 Cent was at the White House.
Today. Oh, yes.
And he was at the White House, and I'm not real sure what he was doing there. Okay. But he went there, and after he was leaving or before, he was asked by an interviewer, and he said, like, talking about the, and maybe you could find it in our...
I think I saved it, actually.
I think you saved it, right? Where he was asking, like, a reporter asked him, like, about the black vote and Donald Trump. And I thought he had a really pretty good answer. Did you actually save it?
Maybe I didn't save it.
So he basically said, because they've all had the RICO Act as well. That was
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He said that he thinks that they support him, and they said, well, why do you think that? And he said, because they all have RICO acts too. And basically saying, you know, this whole thing was, you're going to find it. Yeah, here it is right here. Let's do this.
Have you made a decision?
I haven't.
What do you think is a significant?
Thank you.
Just the last question. What do you see as the significance of African-American men in this election for both of you?
I see them identifying with Trump.
Why do you say that?
Because they got RICO charges.
Because they have RICO charges. And you know what's crazy about this video is, you know, on a real aspect, there's a lot of videos out on TikTok and stuff where there are black men, right, who are saying, like, you know, all this injustice that we've been talking about for a long time with the police departments, the DAs, and all these things that's going on. We see them doing it to Trump. He's like one of us.
Yeah.
And
I've seen a bunch of videos on X and TikTok, and they're like, this is my fucking guy now. Like, he's one of us. Like, he's got more felonies than fucking.
And the truth is that I think there are some injustices with the system. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I do feel
there is, for sure.
And so to a lot of them, they're seeing what they've gone through and what he's going through right now. To add to that, I sent over a picture to you of 50 Cent in the, I believe it was in the Oval Office. And he's with, what's her name? Bobert?
Bobert, yeah.
What's her name, actually? Lauren?
Lauren Bobert.
What's it say here? Look at this picture. You got it up for everybody to see?
Lauren Bobert, color Republican, making the White House look good.
Yeah, he's saying she makes it look good. And he's holding on to her hip, bro. He doesn't have a ring on. I don't think she's got a ring anymore. Didn't she leave her husband or some shit?
Did she? Oh, I think maybe.
I think she's fucking 50, bro.
You think? No.
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe.
She wants that. She wants that whole dollar. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, dude.
She wants the whole.
Yeah.
Give me that 50 cent piece.
Yeah, man. Maybe 50 runs for the 50th president. You know what I'm saying? It's getting close. You know what I'm saying? What a fucking slogan.
That would be funny.
You know, 50 cent.
Is the 50th president.
50th president.
How
50th
old is 50,
president
how
cent.
How old is 50 cent?
Dude, he's got to be.
He's in his like
45. I'm gonna say 45.
You think so?
Nah, I'm gonna say 47. I have no idea. I'm gonna say 47.
He is 48. Oh, you were fucking close.
I was close, bro. I know.
I thought he was about 50.
Nah. Yeah, well, I mean, he's close.
Well, he's close to 50.
He's close. Let's go back to the TikToks, man. I might just have to find them, which is really unfortunate. Or send them to you. Maybe I can do that.
Yeah, do that because I don't know why this isn't updating.
Actually, yeah. This is good. Dude. Go, just scroll down. You'll find him. You'll find him. Keep going here. That one right there. Let's do the fly one, man. I just love this video. I love this video. It's the woman right there on the right.
This one?
Yeah, this is a live TV. Okay. This is a live news. Okay. Yeah. Don't know how old it is. This woman, she has a fucking fly. I'm assuming it's a fly. And we've talked about flies. Remember when they were landing on Mike Pence's head? She has a fly. Look at her eyes right now. Do you have? Are you showing this?
No.
Show this shit. Her eye. She got that lazy eye.
Well, I don't think it's lazy eye. I think she's in a battle with the fly right now.
It's a lazy fly.
She's trying to keep that fly from entering her eye. Fucking eye socket.
The fly is in the eye. That's what they say when shit's like not going the way. The fly's in the eye. The fly's in the eye. You got to go. So she's doing a broadcast. And if you when we start this over, you'll see this thing hit her in the face, in the eyeball. And it crawls up like kind of like into her fucking.
Yeah, like in not in the corner of her eye, but it's like dancing around in her eyelashes. Yeah,
but to her credit, and I will tell you, this is why I believe they're all robots, because she really doesn't let it affect her until the moment.
Until the moment.
Here we go. Let's go. Flies there.
Yep, flies on her eye.
Oh, God.
She didn't react until it... Okay, hold on. She didn't actually react until it was gone.
For you that are listening, you can't see this shit. It's in her eye. She is unfazed by the fly in her eye. And then, like a Dr. Seuss book, it tumbled down her cheek into her mouth.
Yeah, it
at the very moment that she goes...
It fell like it was dead. Almost like the whip of her eyelashes knocked it unconscious, and it fell.
Was it even a fly? Was it a piece of dust?
A big piece of dust.
Dude, play that again. Watch this thing just roll down her cheek like the fucking...
I'm going to mute it.
You ever see that movie Hacksaw Ridge where they're like falling off the cliff? That's what this thing did. You ever see that movie? Falling to their death in her mouth. You know what I'm saying?
It didn't go in her mouth.
It went in her mouth. She inhaled
it. No, it didn't.
Yes,
no.
It did.
Okay, let's watch this again.
She inhaled it.
Let's watch it again. She didn't inhale it.
Yes, she did. Watch.
Oh, my God. It did go in her mouth.
Yes, she did.
She ate it.
She sucked it in at the right. She went literally at the time it hit her lips.
It hit her lip, and then she went like this.
She goes.
She moved her tongue, and she like took it all the way in her. And took it all the way in her mouth with her tongue.
You're making this sexual.
I didn't make it sexual. I'm saying like she could have just let it hit her lip, and like she could have just went like this or something. But she didn't. She went like this, and sucked it into her mouth.
I fucking told you, man.
Like a fucking lizard.
It fell, and as soon as it hits her lip, she inhales. I don't know why she does it, but you see it in slow motion. It gets like a vacuum up her tongue.
Hold on here. I'm going to play this again.
Look at her. Look, watch her breathe when it falls. And she fucking keeps going.
She kept going.
Oh, she is a professional.
I don't know if that's dedication to...
Oh, God. That's so gross, though, man. Because she knew. and you know what's funny? She never talked about it again. She just said, I'm going to act like it never happened.
Of course.
I would play on that, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, I ate a bug.
Yeah, Ukraine is firing missiles into Russia, and I just ate a fly.
Yeah, like some Anchorman shit. Oh, God. All right. Let's scroll down a little bit more. Actually, go up. This one, I thought, this is not a video, per se. This is it's the one with the dude that's kind of creepily on the pool table over here.
Oh, this one.
Yeah. This one is one I just wanted to, you know, this one kind of struck me, man. It's not a video. It's one of those ones you have to scroll through. And it says, okay. Watch humans turn into soulless robots. And we've had this discussion. And I'll say this, man. We all have new homes here, right? We've been living here for, I don't know. It's coming on like 10 months, man. 9 months.
Yeah.
You a little bit longer. We bought homes, and we're trying to make those homes. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's easy. Like, when we bought our home, your home's a little older.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got some character to it. It's got a little character to it. Our home was a new home, new manufacturer home, right? And so we walked in, and it's like every wall's gray, light gray.
Yeah.
Floors are kind of a grayish tone, white, gray, white, gray. So we've been like, let's make this colorful. My wife's been really into this, like, hey, let's be more colorful. Let's add some shit. You know, it's easy to go to Target and pick out your shit. You know, go to these places and just get the generic
shit.
Yeah,
it's easy to paint something, and it's not super expensive to paint. Yeah. And then, like, if you don't like it, just change it.
We want it to be, like, us. Like, we just finished our bathroom, and it's a Star Wars bathroom. It is a black bathroom with these really cool ass photos.
And I haven't been to your house yet.
We had those photos though. It's the same photos that we had before. Okay. But it's like it's not like it's not like fucking Hobby Lobby Star Wars. My wife got these really cool prints, and they have like these you know, it's just cool looking, man. And I have Legos in there. And that's what she says. She goes, you know, we have this huge, and I'm going to get to this, I swear. We have this huge collection of Legos, and she's like, I think what makes it like so like annoying is that they're all together and it just seems junky, like there's so much stuff going on.
Oh, okay.
So her idea was, let's start incorporating like
spreading
them
around
throughout
the house. Yeah.
And so we have colorful walls. So the reason I say that is because it's really easy to fall into the trap of like the new idea of simplicity. You know, everybody wants it clean lines, not too colorful. It's like
the more modern, like
some, modern shit. Yeah. And the modern shit, I got to be honest with you, it's fucking boring. I'm not saying I don't like it.
It can be.
I think it looks very nice, right? Like when you go to a hotel and it's very clean line, you're like, this is nice, you know. But we've lost that heart. That's what I'm saying. And this one, when I started watching this the other day, I was like, man, this is a good example of how things have changed. And made me realize, like, man, I think we're missing out.
Like in stylings and architecture and shit?
Sure. Check it out, man. Yeah, just check this out. Let's flip through it and kind of analyze it before we, I know we're getting ready to wrap here, but. So watch it. Humans turn into soulless robots, man. So this first one here is just a general house. This is what we were just talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You got your white on
super
black and
clean,
white.
Modern looking. And then this one is like a cottage style.
You know what it is? It's a fucking home. It's a fucking home. It's a collection of things that have been passed down, maybe, that have, there's life in it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's life.
Yeah.
And you know.
History.
We grew up in going to our grandparents' houses and shit, and it just, like, it had this warm, cozy feel, man.
Yeah.
And now you go into a house and it just feels.
You can't touch anything.
It's cold. It's cold.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the next one, man? Yeah. Actual books. Libraries that seem to be non-existent bookstores, and now
what
you have—is
that a digital like?
Yeah, it's like a
bookcase,
a digital library, man.
What? How does? I don't even understand. How
I don't really. I don't know how that works. But the point is like now you got, and I know your wife and my wife both love to read, man. Yeah. But you used to go to the bookstore. You used to go to the library. You
my
study.
Wife still goes to the library.
She still does. So she goes to tries to find old bookstores and shit, which is really cool. But this is more, not necessarily what this is specifically, but think of like the Amazon tablets, the Fire, whatever the fuck, where you have the books on there or whatever those are called. I can't remember the names, but like you can just download books on it and read it and shit. And it looks like real pages, you know? It's cool.
Like
because
a Kindle or
a Kindle.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. It's cool because like the technology obviously now puts these books in the hands of everybody that wants them, right? Mm-hmm. And that's cool. But man.
There's something about the paper and something about like.
Finding something.
Yeah.
Like when you actually just walk in and you just stumble upon a thing, like a CD store back in the day.
Or like when you used to go to like Blockbuster and search through movies for 2 hours before you actually picked one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's see what the next one. That's a great one, man. This is pretty true too, man. Now, obviously, the example, you know, they're pari chair. But here's the thing. You used to sit at a dinner table. You used to have a conversation. You used to hold your significant other's hand on a date.
Yeah, and I think the majority of people are guilty of this one.
Yeah, you get wrapped up.
Yeah.
And dinner is now just a moment of just eating, you know? And I think one thing that's changed with this, man, is you get a lot of people now, especially like the health conscious ones, are like, you know, food's just about filling you up and getting you nutrients, man. Like, that's all it means. You know, like the meatheads and shit.
It's also a social thing.
It always has been a social thing. And so it's a time to gather and have discussion.
We've actually made it a habit to where the kids, like sometimes the kids will, but they usually sit at the smaller table. Yeah. But we've actually made it a habit to where we eat dinner at like the dinner table and we sit there. And that's what we do.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
We were, you know, like we're not consistent, but like we, for a very long time, we were every night like sitting down and, you know, just eating together, which is kind of lost. But this is true right here. So social media is kind of ruining this. What else we got? Yeah. Handwriting versus text messaging, man. Mm-hmm. The lost art of being able to, you know, write things and actually have it look. I mean, man, when you go back and look at old documents and you see the art that's behind it, like just there's like some like weird soul in that thing, bro. It's like there's life.
Yeah,
in that
it was.
Thing.
There was a weird thing back in the day, like with the feather and ink. The way they did it, and how perfect they made everything all the time. There was definitely an art in their scribing.
And they didn't fuck up a lot, dude. That's what's crazy. They wrote these large... Because
they wrote them really slowly.
They wrote them so slow, and they were so like, we don't have the patience for that shit. But it's like, you know, we don't have that. Like, all this
Can you imagine if, like, in the Declaration of Independence, that was like... Because that's how the writing is. Like, yeah. Like, they did all this, and they're like, oh, I spelled good wrong, and they scribble out. Like, There's like a bunch of scribbles, and like they try to erase shit.
But it's kind of sad, man, because, you know, like you got these historic documents. You go to any museum, you're going to see these historic documents and shit.
Yeah.
Even scribes that are even predating that by long shots, right, are just crazy. All the new shit, it's all like computer printer fucking paper with the fucking signature on it. Yep. And it's just, I think in 100 years, they're going to be like, man, what a boring time, dude, that we were in. You know what I mean? Sure, I can read it better, but it's boring. So what do we got?
The next one is,
yeah, this is, you know, there's some truth to this, man. Now, with this one, I'll say this. Yes, playing outside is a huge thing. My kids were playing outside today, man. Not all kids get hunkered down in the house. We know some that are, you know, and there's a lot of people. Now, VR, they just didn't have that shit. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't around. Like, VR and video games, like, that was a huge part of my childhood. And
I think the best is to have a good mixture.
It is. And I think, like, to just, you know, kind of ignore modern technology is also not a solution.
Yeah.
But I will say this. The one thing I do not like about modern gaming. Now, I know we have internet, you know, that we can get on with each other and get on with each other. And we could play games online with other people. But there was something. I saw a person said, but back in the day, we could be four people playing the game together in the same room. And we'd all have those controllers, man. We'd have the four screens, dude. Yeah. Like, I miss that. I miss that we can play together in the same house. Like, you have a controller, I have a controller, and we're racing each other on a fucking Mario Kart, man.
Well, yeah, they don't make games like that anymore.
No.
They're all single player mostly now. Yep.
Was there any more on that one?
Yeah, there's some more. Yeah.
There's only a couple more, I think. you know, this to me really just has to do with, like, how simplistic we've decided to get with everything, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how beautiful jewelry was compared to what it is now, right? Yeah. Like, just the fine lines. It's cool, but it's also just redundant.
That goes right back to the architecture and, like, the way the stylings of everything, basically.
I think you're going to see that next. I'm pretty sure the architecture's coming up. Well, cars.
Oh, cars.
This one's a given. Yeah. Now, I will say modern cars are beautiful in their own right, but they will never touch the design of old cars. They will not.
Way more design.
Just beautiful. Like, just an actual work of art. That one's a given for me. Architecture.
And then this is the last one.
Yeah. You know?
What would, like, if you go on vacation to see some shit, and a lot of people go on vacation to other countries because a lot of other countries are a lot older than ours.
Yeah.
And they go there not only to experience the culture and stuff, but they see this.
Yeah.
Like, all the buildings have this architecture that is not seen here. And it does suck that even as young as our country is, we tend to, like, just, if stuff's old, we tear it down and build different shit. Like, in England or someplace else, I think there's shit in place that you have to keep those buildings.
In some aspects, right? Yeah. Depending on the safety and stuff.
Yeah.
I will say this. Elias Wilson, I don't know if I said that right, he commented and said, I never understood this sort of thinking. He's talking about this whole generic thing. They both still exist. I love that I can go see a 16th century opera live and then come home and watch a show on my iPad. One doesn't replace the other. Now, that is true.
It is true. They both exist.
That is true. But they both exist.
This will never be made again.
I know, but the problem is that, like, it's not that one's better, per se, than the other, which I do think one is better than the other. It's that, like, what we're creating now is so disposable.
Yeah.
That, like, in 100 years, I don't think, I maybe I'm just in the time, so I'm not looking at it, but I don't think in 100 years they're going to go back and marvel over the office building. They're not going to go like, man, that architecture is just fucking beautiful.
Look at the way they designed
it. No, I feel like it's made to be torn down. I feel like all these, you know, obviously cars, example, like, there are going to be cars that we're going to see in 50 years that are made right now. Oh, you know, people are going to preserve them, especially some of these high-end, like, Mustangs and fucking, you know, these Hellcats, and, like, there's gonna be cars that are Lambos and shit, but as a whole, those are made just to fucking make and put in a wrecking yard, dude.
Yeah,
you know, in my opinion, they're disposable. I just don't see it, you know, being the same thing. But I think you could argue that in the 50s, people thought about that, about cars from the 30s. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, the fucking, you know, 32, 33 Ford is just, fuck these 50s cars. I don't know. I'm just saying, I think when you're in the moment, you always think your shit sucks. I do think that. I do think that.
Maybe.
But either way, it was one of those things where I just was looking at that and kind of just going, damn, I hope that we leave something behind that's like unique and cool. Maybe this is the technology. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe we are just the technology. You know?
Yeah, I mean, but the shitty part is, in 1,000 years, whatever, depending on what happens with this world, is the technology even going to be there to for future human beings to marvel over?
Yeah, it might
what they created.
Well, you know, it has to start somewhere, you know? And so at minimum, maybe they say, like, yes, they weren't, you know, kind of architecturally designed stuff, but damn, the technology without it, we wouldn't be where we're at today. Maybe that's what they say. You know, maybe like, you know,
that's a shitty legacy.
It's a weird one, right? Weird one, man.
Yeah, like, we don't build anything now that is like, that would be worth showing people in 1,000 years.
You know, it's hard to say. You know, it's hard to say. I mean, there are some beautiful structures that are built. There are skyscrapers that are pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, but they're one-off things. It's not like back then when that shit was created.
Yeah.
That's how they built everything.
That's kind of how they had to. To be
fair. They didn't have to.
Well, I mean, I
like,
know,
all the design and aspects and all that shit, that didn't need to happen. I
understand.
The design and artistry was part of the building process, and I don't think it's that way
anymore. Well, see, but here's the... to compete that with, or to kind of go at that a little bit, like, we don't know. I mean, we do to some extent, but a lot of buildings were torn down. So when you go to England and shit, right, some of these areas, some of the old buildings were gutted. I have a feeling that if you were there in the moment, you would have saw a lot of, like, real generic fucking brick shit. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever it was that they used. Like, just the generic, like, no design. And then the cathedrals and these big buildings, you know, were really extravagant.
I don't
know, maybe. I don't know. But I'm sure that there's some good architecture. And maybe it's just different architecture. You know, the simple lines and the clean-cut lines.
Well, I mean, you just...
I don't know.
You just look at, like, old-time pictures of New York, of Times Square, and what it looked like compared to what it looks like now.
Yeah.
They've ruined it.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't have, like, accompanied the new technology in with what was there and, like, and keep that as the memory of what New York looks like. But no, they refaced everything.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, who knows? Building costs. Modern styles, I have no idea. But you look at, like, Dubai, they have some pretty interesting, pretty cool buildings, you know, that I think are, like, for modern buildings, you're just like, damn, that's fucking crazy, dude. You know, they're there. There's things that are there but we in America, just, man, it's like, what are we doing? It's just like they slap up these buildings, you know, and it's just like,
I think the one that was just built was the Sphere in Las Vegas that everyone was like, oh, wow.
That's just incredible. You know, like, just,
I think that's the one building where it was built and everyone was like, holy shit.
I just can't think of it on top of my head. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Cause that thing's crazy.
I mean, you can look at, like, the Golden Gate Bridge, man. That's a really beautiful bridge. Right. And I know it's not modern, but it's also like not, you know, the oldest thing around either. It's like, there are examples of, like, things that had actual planning, you know what I mean? That actually, and it's hard to come up with them off the top of my head, but I'm sure there are. It's just, you know, it's more common, especially just in communities, that they pop these buildings up and they're really just fucking squares.
Yeah.
Or like Banielson's or whoever said, I think Banielson says, it's like, you have these buildings that are just full of glass, you know? And it's like, it's cool, but it's like, man, it's not that exciting. And it's kind of like Marco Rubio. It's like, it works.
Gets the job done. It fucking works. It's not really that exciting.
I want to see that shit opened up. You know what I'm saying? Give me a cigar, baby. No. Guys, we appreciate the fucking hanging out with this man. It's always fun. And let us know in the comments, man. What do you guys think, man, about the VP picks, or at least who it could be?
Yeah.
Does any of them stir your pot? You know what I mean?
And thanks again for everyone joining the show. Thank you for the super chat from
Logan.
Fucking Logan. That's awesome. Good to see you again on here.
We'll be back Friday.
We'll see you guys Friday. If you're not on Patreon, go get on Patreon.
We got the call-in show, baby.
Call-in show. Give us a chat.
See you.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.